place of authority and I to the works of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are not timid. 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 In the name of Jesus. We are not timid in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout glory! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Be seated briefly. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, sir. Glory to God. Thank you, choir, for that song. Amen. We stand in the place of ministry, in the place of authority. Never do ministry outside your authority. Do ministry in authority. Amen. Praise God. Don't do ministry like a coward. Don't do it timid. Don't do it like one that is not empowered of God. Don't do it like one that is not in dunamis mode of God. Don't do it like the one without God's help, without God's aid, without God's ability. Amen. Praise God. You are God's authorization. You are God's authorization. You are authorized. Say, I'm authorized. Say, I'm authorized. Say, I'm activated. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are God's authorization. You are God's authorization. You are God's authorization. Never do ministry. Never. You don't think about yourself. You think about the power of God that's working you. You think about your authority. You think about your sonship. You fellowship with that. You romance that in your mind, in your thinking, in your consciousness. Say, I'm not timid. Say, he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, of a sound mind. No timidity in Christianity. So you stir up the gift of God that is in you. Amen? Amen. In fact, you are the gift of God. So you stir up yourself. You practice the things you have received. Practice both giving and receiving. That's what I'm trying to say. Practice both what? The giving and the receiving. Practice both the giving and the receiving. Because it is when you practice receiving, you will be able to teach others to receive when you give to them the things of the Spirit. So when things are being ministered to you in church, you practice the receiving. You receive actively. That means immediately somebody says, I've blessed you with this. First thing you must do is line up your consciousness with the things you have been blessed with. Then line up your words with the things you have been blessed with. Then expect to see it in your experience. Expect to see it in your action. Expect to see it in your consciousness. So the first thing is you put your mind, you line up your mind with the things you have been blessed with of the Spirit. Glory to God. Amen. Okay, before I let you go to tomorrow, check 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We started something yesterday in the Bible seminar yesterday. Yes, and we had the honor of having Prophet Shamba in the house. He also blessed us. So I will be doing the part 3 of that right now. The appeal of God, part 3. The appeal of God. The appeal of God. Like we said yesterday, I'll be fast right now. We have said that sin is an action. Sin is not a nature, as many people think. Sin is more of an action. What people really call the nature of sin is just that repetitive action of sin. Repetitive action of rebellion. Consistency in rebellion is what is actually termed nature of sin. There is no nature that stays in you like one being that, when we talk about the old man that has been crucified, the old man actually is a mindset of rebellion. That's what God took away by the appeal of the gospel. So we saw that and much more yesterday that in the Bible, of course, we have sin as a noun. Noun should be amatia, right? Remember? And the verb should be what? Amatano. But we said both the noun and the verb, they are yet what? Actions, right? You remember? That although it's called like it's written like a noun, just like steal and stealing. Stealing can be used as a noun. Stealing is this. But yet, stealing is yet an action. So it's just like sin and sinning. It's still yet talking about an action. So therefore, the work of the evangelist is to cause, or the work of the preacher of the gospel is actually to cause men to change an action. So when we are saying Jesus took away the sin of the world, it's not that Jesus took away one nature from man. It's that Jesus, there is something in the sacrifice of Jesus that will cause the rebellious to change his action from antagonizing God to accepting God's grace. Amen? Then we analyze Romans chapter 5 and we discover that obedience is actually a free gift. Free gift there in Romans 5 is also an action. The same way paraptoma, offense, sin, maternal, they are also actions. So when the message is out, please try and guess them. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 13. So therefore, your message is that of an appeal. God has sent you to appeal to men. We have been commissioned of God to appeal to men, because the gospel is an appeal. Let me say it again. For a man to be saved, it's not just about Jesus dying, it's about that man must change his action. So when you are saying Jesus washed away the sins of mankind, is rather saying there is something in the sacrifice of Jesus that will cause mankind to change his thoughts and his words. Remember Isaiah 55 verse 9:10. Let the ungodly man change his thoughts, his ways and his thoughts, and God will abundantly pardon. So that means there are two things that must be changed. What? His thoughts and his ways. That is what the New Testament called repentance, right? Metanoia, for a man to change his thoughts. That is what is called Jesus washed our sin. Jesus wasn't washing our sin. He's not talking about there is an omo, a detergent, there is a scrutiny. Uh-uh. Washing our sin is through the appeal of the gospel. That means there is something that the gospel will do to your mind that will cause that mind to stop rebelling against God. So, let me say it again. In Jesus washing our sin, we see a man changing his mindset from anti-God to pro-God. Because sin is an action. That's the point. That's the issue. Sin is an action. Sin is an action. 2 Corinthians 5:13. Thank you. Please open there. That's how you can be blessed. This is more of teaching right now. But it won't be long, since we still have a whole day today and the night for something special. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 13. Let's read together. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God. Oh, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. Are you with me? Next verse. Yes, read. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, what happened? Come on, read again. If one died for all, what should happen? Then we all died. And yes, that he died for all, which live, should henceforth not live not unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. 16. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yet though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know him no more. 17. Guys, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 18. All this is out of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and had given to us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. How did I describe reconciliation in the previous teachings? Restoration into favor, right? That means God gave you the duty of restoring men into favor by favor. Please write it down that way. Restoring men into favor by good things, by favor, by the glad tidings. The preacher is key in the equation of salvation. A lot of the prophecies in the Old Testament that talks about Jesus taking away the sin of the world is incomplete without the activity of the preacher. Just write down the ones you can remember. Don't say, because I'm too fast, you now stop writing down anything. That will not be good. So, that's the point. The activity of the preacher is, when you just read John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. Inside that prophecy is the New Testament ministry. Because it's not upon the Lamb of God alone, it's not upon Jesus dying alone for their sins to be taken away. Because let me say it again. Sins taken away is, man must change his action of rebellion. Do you get that? So for that to happen, for the sin to be taken away, Jesus must die. Somebody will now put that appeal of God in his mouth to tell the sinner, his heart will now melt away from rebellion towards to accepting God's grace. That is what Romans 5 called free gift. Gift of righteousness. Gift of God's grace. So, say I have a ministry of restoring men into favor by favor. That's the point. Oh God, you will love this today. See the next verse, verse 19. To wit that God was in Christ. How is he doing it? Reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Jesus. In the earlier verse, who has the ministry of reconciliation? Us, right? In the next verse, who is reconciling men to himself? God in Christ. So that God in Christ, where does he work? In us. Do you get me? Amen? Who should not impute men's sins unto them? Not imputing. Is it Jesus or us? Us. That means our message does not carry accusation, does not carry condemnation, does not carry vendetta. And see the latter part, and hath committed unto us the word. The word of what? Come on, are you looking at your Bible? The word of what? Reconciliation. Verse 20. Now then, let's read 20. Come on, read 20. Yes. Now then we are. Read again. Now then we are. Now then we are. See the next word. As though God did what? Beseech. Say beseech. Beseech you by us. Wow. That means God is beseeching the world through preachers. What is beseech? Is it acting? No. Is it scolding? No. What is beseech? To beg, right? To entreat. That means in our message, in our attitude, we can see an appeal of God. God begging man like this. This is the attitude of the preacher. This is how your message is conveyed. You are a messenger of what? Entreaty. Beseeching. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your message must be apologetic. Write it down. Hallelujah. Your message must be apologetic. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Why? What is the tool of our reconciliation? Is it drama? Is it sharing food? Next verse, 21. Want to go? For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made what? Righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Are you there? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So, write this down. The preaching of the gospel has a tone and an attitude. The preaching of the gospel has a tone and has an attitude. The tone must be apologetic because the message is apologetic. We are toasting men on God's behalf. You get me? We are what? We are toasting men. You write it down that way. That is the work. Write it. That's the work on God's behalf. We are trying to win men over. That's the work. We want to convince them of the truth that they might stop rebelling against God in their thoughts and in their words. Let me say it this way. Your message must be a response to your message. And the response will be repentance. Therefore, the tone, the attitude, or the message must convey that entreaty, that compassion of God. Mark 16, verse 15. So, when argument erupts in the place of teaching and preaching, don't forget. Don't forget, your message is still was apologetic. Do you get me? What did I say? When what? Argument erupts. Don't forget. Don't be carried away. Your message is still apologetic. Your message is still an apologia. This is why signs and wonders characterize our message. Mark 16 from verse 15. Mark 16, 15. We are going to read from verse 15 to verse 20. Waiting for you. Sure everyone is there. Amen. Are you there? Okay. 15. Want to go? Let's read. Go ye to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was raised up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. The Lord walking with them and confirming the word. So we can say the Lord is walking, let me use the word, with the message. I'll come to that later. Confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Say we are agents of blessing. That's the point. We are sent to change that which looks impossible. Obstinate people. Obstinate hearts. So you have good things to appeal to the mind of men. That is why you have miracles, signs, and wonders. They are tools of apology. Let me say it again. God is not just ordering men to repent. He is begging them. And he does the begging through us. Like I said yesterday, therefore, when you see somebody just arguing with you anyhow, you don't throw fire for fire, like, pa, pa, pa. They are your patients. A man does not come to the hospital sick, and they say, because you are sick, go away. No. That
That is why you are anointed of God. It's because of their stupidity. Yes, ignorance can be so ridiculous.
But don't forget, you are an angel of appeal. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hebrews 2. Hebrews 2 verse 1. See the way it's written. Therefore, we also give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them sleep. Let sleep. See the tone. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of the word, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first time began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Let's read verse 4 together. Want to go? God also bearing them witness, bearing witness, them is italics, both with what? Signs, wonders, and with diverse miracles and the gift of the Holy Ghost according to his will. Amen. Because that means his will is that we use good things to promote the message. It's not saying when God wills, there will be miracles. When God does not want, there will not be miracles. That's rubbish. He's saying this is God's will. God's will is that we use good things to promote the message. Say restoration into favor by favor. Acts 14 verse 8. Acts 14 verse 8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul. Please look, follow this. Come on, follow this, everybody. Look at the Bible. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Laconia, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." Glory to God. Now, see 12. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people. Which went, let's read verse 14 and 15, guys. Want to go? When the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among them, crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are what? Men of like passions with you, and we preach unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things therein." Amen. You saw what Paul did? Did he act then? What did he say? We beg you. Amen. Amen. Again, don't forget that. We have told you under engage your belief, you separate the deceiver from a deceived. That means there are people who we call deceiver. That one, you apply Galatians 1 to those ones. But your real audience, the men you are sent to bless, apology. So we carry the apology of God. So, see the next verse. Who in time past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without a witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these things, scarcely restrained the people that should not do that person to them. So, see that tone. The tone. The tone. Go back to Hebrews 4:14. The appeal of God. God appeals to men with the sacrifice of his son. The sacrifice of Jesus is God's apology to the world. When I'm saying apology, I'm not saying that God is saying I'm sorry to the world. No, I'm saying God is trying to win the world. He wants to win the world through the truth of the message of Christ. See Hebrews 4:14. Open your Bible. See what is not your own, just open it. Thank you. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus is Son of God, let us hold fast our what, guys? Our profession, verse 15, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16. Guys, want to go? Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. See the tone. See the way he said it. Now, the good thing about our message is that we are not trying to cajole men with lies. We are not trying to appeal to men with lies, with fiction, with super story. No. It's with truth. It's with reality. Same Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, 18. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 18. We are not appealing with lies. We are appealing with truth. With truth. Oh, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. So I want you to read this. Can you read this to somebody? Hebrews 12, 18. Read this to your neighbor. Make it loud. Read it to your neighbor. One, two, let's go. Yes. For you are not come unto the months that may be touched, that burns with fire, but unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that had entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure that which was commandment, and so much be as a bee touched in the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear. 22, with a louder voice, yes, sirs, but you are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. 25, loudly want to go. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that speak on earth, much more shall not will escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Wow. Do you get that? He used the good things in Christ to say, guys, see the things you have been presented to. The blood that speaketh is better things. The blood of Christ does not speak vengeance. It speaks mercy. Innumerable company of angels, the church of the firstborn, say, don't refuse this. Have you ever feel like preaching to, you are preaching to somebody and you feel like crying? If it has not gotten to that stage, you have not seen the heart of the Father. At times, you are talking to your friend that is not serious. You are just doing, you are just saying, well, you, are you Sabio? Well, when you go out by Jason, no long test keep, eh? Correct. You are not. That is not apology. That's not the gospel. The gospel has a tone. You will literally want to beg them, please just listen to me. Please just listen to me. Amen, amen. We are servants sent to appeal to men. We are servants sent to appeal to men. We must not be fun trying to shame sinners with our vast knowledge. In evangelism, like everything we are teaching here, is not so that you can shame sinners. I told you yesterday the purpose. It's not to shame, it's not to form. Do you know the Greek word of Jezebel? It is Jezebalo. Do you know the man that has a donkey that carried Jesus to Jerusalem? His name is who? Tito. No, when you're looking at, and you're doing to your audience, you know you're apart from Christ. Say, do you know the man called Pastor Nainga? Have you listened to So Great Salvation 5A before? See? Why would your life not be like this? Knowledge is not an advantage for superiority's sake. Knowledge births responsibility to help. Like I said yesterday, knowledge is for responsibility. Like I said yesterday, oh God, what we are studying so much here is to convince you, of the message you carry. That means it's like at times we go to the, you know, there's some books that at least, is a pastor, nobody will even ask me this question on evangelism. Why are we studying, no, Job is better. Why are we studying roots? Pastor, which one is NED one there? Nahum. Pastor, what? Why must we study the first 2,000 years of creation? Why must we study the father of Noah? Why did flood? At least, all those study is to convince you that you are not carrying a fallacy. We are not telling you that la crème la poire, as you are being loaded in church, go to the street and say, ha, ha, ha. Do you know what you just completed? God's word, God's action said this too. Hallelujah. Should I show you the hidden dimension? No. Say, I'm a minister. I'm sorry, oh, that is a job. Oh. The job is not to shame men. No. We are to bless men. We are to bring them up from their own reality to Christ's reality. Evangelism is not trying to prove superiority. It is trying to win a man over for Christ, a man over for the truth. Like I said yesterday, there are times that you will not even say so much so that you can come back tomorrow. Oh God. There are times that you want to bless somebody. You will just stick with the ones he can assimilate so that you can buy a ticket to see him tomorrow. Because, like Brakim said a while ago, he said there was a family, he kept going every day. He said he taught them the same thing 3 times. He said it is not the first time. He said, hey, okay. He was so surprised that this is what I've been saying from the first day I've been coming. I mean, it's that first time, it's just Odeshi. Odeshi, Odeshi. So, in preaching, you want to win a man over. Not that you want to win an argument. Sometimes things are eating up, just change your phone. Amen. So that you can come back tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's gradual, brethren. It's gradual. It's gradual. If there are times you want to explain how Jesus, the blood of Jesus on the cross like this, is not the one that saves us from sin. Gradual. Let him first accept that at least blood saves us. Amen? Before you answer, but do you know, actually know that blood of Jesus, he didn't carry it? Okay, I will get there. So, it's gradual. Don't form knowledge. Acts 17. Don't shame. I don't do that. Don't shame people with ego and attitude. I know more than you. No, I need you. Say, we need men. This is why you must make it a daily habit to pray for your disciples. That is how he shows you they are in your heart. It's a daily habit. Paul says he does it daily. Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3, Colossians 1. He said he does it daily without ceasing. You cannot be praying for somebody that you want to just you want to form for, you want to prove to, you want to argue with. See Acts 17, verse 22. This is the first. Finish this in 15 minutes. Yeah. Then Paul stood in the midst of man's ill and said, you men of Athens. Now, see this story. Are you ready? I want us to see this together. Are you ready? Come on. Nonsense is aggressive today. I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. Verse 23. For I passed by and beheld your devotion, and I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship him. You ignorantly worship him, declare I unto you. So Paul used what they knew to introduce God to them. Wow. That's serious. He started from their knowledge. Please get this. Be smart. See, a great patience is essential in the beginning so that they can listen to you. A great patience. Funny enough, at times it will look like compromise. It will look like compromise initially. It's not. Because that altar, you know, Paul, they wrote to the unknown God. Normally, Paul also hack everything from head to bottom. What is all this? It's rubbish. It's okay. That God, let me declare him to you. See the next verse, see verse 24. God that made the world and things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of where? Heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. So, carefully he now act that they are devotion. See the next verse. Neither is worship with men's hand, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. 26. And hath made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, that the and the bonds of their habitation. 27. Want to go, guys? That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Hallelujah. Says an apology. It's an apology. So your teaching seeks to cause men to change their action of rebellion. It cannot be forced. It cannot be hasty. Your teaching causes men to change their action of rebellion. That is Jesus washing away their sin. Let me say it again. That is Jesus washing away man's sin. God did something for man, then preachers announce it. It's in that equation that sins are washed away. So it must not be forced. It must not be hasty. It must be a building up of knowledge, layer upon layer. Don't start from the roof, layer upon layer. Don't start from the skyscraper, layer upon layer. Say layer upon layer. Say bit by bit. Come on, speak. Say bit by bit. Acts 17:20, now 28 now. For in him we live. Look at your Bible. Look at your Bible in Jesus. That's why you're in church. For in him we live and move and have our being, and as certain also of your poets have said, for we are also of his offspring. For as much then that we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think. See the tone. Can you see the tone, brethren? Can you see the tone? We ought not to think that the God held is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art or man's device. And the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world by righteousness, by that man whom he hath ordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men in the world. He had raised him from the dead. This is where he is going since. See where he started from. Next verse. And when they heard of what the resurrection of the dead, some among others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. Hallelujah. So Paul departed from among them. But 34, what happened? Howbeit certain men cleave to him and believe, among the which was Dionysius, the arrow of from my village, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. Amen, amen. Go to Acts 13, verse 14. Acts 13. Do you remember how Stephen preached the gospel? Stephen, in Acts chapter 6 and 7. Remember? Where did he start from? Where did it start from? Don't get tired. This is church. Church is meant to be like this. You are learning. So don't relax. Your normal is normal. It's not abnormal. Where did it start from? Huh?
It started from their ancestry, right? From what they know. From their pedigree. From what they knew, it started. It started building it up until he got to Christ. We are not hasty. You are smart. Say, I'm smart. Say, I'm godly smart in preaching the gospel. Don't shame people. Don't just shout people down.
I said, Acts 13, 14. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia. I went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. 15. And after the reading of the law, the ruler of the synagogue said unto them, Sirs, you brethren and brethren, if you have any of word of exhortation for the people, say on. See Paul. Then Paul stood up and beckoned with his hand, men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. See verse 17. The God of these people, of these people of Israel, chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwell as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with an iron brought he them out of it. See, Paul knew that all that was perversion. Right? All that is just paparazzi. But don't worry. God took you to Egypt. Don't worry. He brought you up. No wahala. He didn't teach them understanding Genesis. See in verse 18. And about the time of what? 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. 19. And when he had destroyed 7 nations in the what? Land of Canaan, he divided their land unto them by lot. Is it God that destroyed those nations? Is it God? We thought you have learned. Is it God? But at least, you know, that is what they believe, Rabbi. So, okay, for now, yes, God did. That's why I said, in the beginning, you look like a what? Like a compromise. It's not. You are going somewhere. Are you with me? Thank you. Don't get tired. Come on. Verse 20. And after that, he gave unto them judges about the space of what? 450 years until Samuel the prophet. You know, people were just almost all irrelevant to Christ. And afterward, who quoted Samuel? I think once somebody quoted him. He's a national prophet, not a Christ prophet. Say that. And after that, they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul, the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And that is when he saw that. God said, later, you read the story very well. Say, don't worry, take this king because of your rebellion. Because he said, you ought not to have a king. Remember? So, all this is not really a perfect doctrinal statement. But since that is what they believe, okay, don't worry. Let's be going. Verse 27. And when he had removed him, 22, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom he also said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill my will. No, they will say, yes, we know David. He's a great king. Yes, he's our Baba. Yes, he's the man. 23. Of this man's seed had God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a what? A savior. See that intelligent way of doing it. Because Jesus himself debunked himself as being the son of David. Hello? Relax. I'll be slower. You know Jesus himself debunked himself being the son of David? Huh? But imagine if he's quoting Psalm 110 for them at that point. So he has spread everything. The Lord said to my Lord, he's not the son of David. But since that is what they still know, he used it carefully. See verse 24. No, because their brain is currently is too messed up. So gradually, 24. When John at first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel, and as John fulfilled his course, he said, whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men are brethren, children of the stock of Abraham. Perversion. Whosoever among you feareth God, because now you know that the real men in Christ are the what? Men in Christ are the what? Children of Abraham. But because that is what they think they believe. Okay, no problem. Okay, oh, you are children of Abraham. Okay, Moses, God, Bab Masala. Let's go.
To you is the word of this salvation sent.
Next verse, yes. For they that dwelt at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, they have fulfilled them in what? In condemning him. 28. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the what? Tree, and laid him in a sepulchre. Verse 30. One, two, go. But God raised him from the dead. Say number one. Say number one. Let's keep reading. 31. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses with his people. And we declare unto you, glory to God, glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, verse 33, let's read, God had fulfilled. Hold on. Who made the promise to the fathers? Prophets. Remember? Do you remember? Workers, do you remember? I pity you. Verse 33, God has fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that what? He had raised up Jesus again, as it is written in the second Psalm, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. See number 2. 34. And as touching that he raised him from the dead, see number 3. Now no man to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give unto you the sure message of David. Let's read 35. Wherefore he said also in another Psalm, thou shalt not suffer thy only one to see corruption. For David, after he has served his own generation, look at the Bible, by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his father and saw corruption. 37 again, want to go? But him who God raised again saw no corruption. So at least, how many times have you heard the resurrection? 4 times. To tell you that that is where he's going. Amen? No, he didn't repeat, he's the son of David. He didn't repeat his children of Abraham. He didn't repeat all those ones. That one, blah, blah, blah. But when he got to his message, there was deliberate repetition. Verse 38. Let's read 38 and 39. Want to go? Thank you. Yes? Be known unto you, dear men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you what? The forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. That's the good things. Come on. 39. Yes, sir? And by him, all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the laws of Moses. Glory to God. So it's a progressive building up. You are a practitioner. Say progressive. Building up. Come on, don't get tired. 2 Timothy 2. It's a progressive building up. You want to convince men. You are appealing to men. You are not trying to be argumentative. You are not trying to prove a point. No, there's no point you want to prove to a sinner. Do you know how long you have been here? You have been learning the Bible. It's not you are not like I said yesterday. It's not a fair game. You know, Larry, if I see you on the street shouting, Aggie, no, this Bible, you are not smart. You see, just like me and Bubu, my daughter, she's saying that she knows how to play keyboard. They say, no, you don't know. I know it more than you, and I'm shouting. It's not fair now. It's not. What's that? Are you with me? If he's ranting, what should you do? If the sinner is ranting, what should you do? Calm. Hallelujah. Why? It's not a context. Just like somebody is riding a bicycle and you're riding in a Benz. Say you want to compete. It's not competition. Say, sir, are you done? Sir, are you done? Okay, sir. Please, sir, just hear me, okay? Hear me. Let him finish. Let him get tired. You, when you start talking, you will not stop. Amen. When you start opening Bible, it will be unstoppable. So don't be putting your don't let it's not say your own. I say my own. Say pa pa pa. No, that's not the point. Sir, okay. Can you just give me just the next 5 minutes? That 5 minutes turn into 55 minutes. Are you with me? Praise God. Say we are smart. Say we are smart like that. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 23. A this, what I'm saying today is strange to you. It means you have been far from ministry of reconciliation. You have to get yourself back on track. I'm a pastor, and that is what I'm sent to tell you. Amen. Praise God. Get yourself back on track. All men saved by the gospel is commissioned to serve in the gospel. I'm waiting for God to come in. He will never call you again. Today is the last day we call you. Just hear me. Today is the last day. You will not hear that call again. I'm waiting for you. Are so proud. God should not leave everything he's doing. He's like, hey, a small saint. Sorry, now preach the gospel. You are proud. Not you. Chapter 2. 2 Timothy 2, what? That is ridiculous. See, if God wants to use me, just like four. No, you'll be blind for 3 days. Not you. Yes. Wait for that, have you? People will only remember that one about Paul. You will not remember how Paul died. Eh? Hallelujah. Why living for yourself? See people who are ahead of you who live for themselves. To what end? Say the gospel. 2 Timothy 2:23. But foolish. Are you there? Are you there? But foolish and unlearned question. What should you do? What should you do? Preachers, what should you do? That means somebody can rant for 30 minutes. You do like you didn't hear. Say, hey, so sir, as I'm telling you. As we are saying, sir, yes, I knew God killed somebody in my village. God did it. You just say, yeah, okay, sorry, okay. So as I was saying, I said Jesus died for your sin. Glory to God. Foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. You are not looking for somebody to fight with. You are looking for someone to what? To bring in. Amen? Next verse. And the servant of God must not strive, but be gentle unto all, able to teach, patient. Say patient. Say patient. Thank you, sirs. 25. Slowly. Want to go? In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Amen. 26. That they may recover themselves out of the snare of the... That means the gospel is an influence for a man to what? Recover himself. For a man to repent. For a man to change his way. See, the unsaved man, he has no opinion to offer God. Despite their age, despite their skin color, despite their race, despite their intelligence, he has nothing to offer God. He has nothing. It is just the gospel that saves. At times you want to preach to somebody, you want to say, first, let me hear your story. Can you share your story with me so I can know how to bless you? Which story? What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? You need not hear any story. All you need is listening ears. Amen? Say we get them men saved. Say we get men saved by getting them to listen to the gospel. See, you are a teacher. It's not a symposium. It's not... Say your own, I say my own. Hallelujah. Praise God. Learn to sit men down just talking about the gospel. In fact, the less avenue you give for questions, the better. The less avenue you give for them to ask you questions, the better. Let them listen first. And then there are schools of thought that but what if they have something in their heart? Don't worry. The same gospel breaks every stronghold. Hallelujah. That appeal of God is universal. I don't care your problem. I don't care where you come from. I don't care. I have a bad past. My father abused me. My name is Joyce Mayer. Same gospel. Amen. Praise God.
I've been childless. Oh God, do you know what happened to me? Should I tell you myself? Please don't tell me. Just listen to me.
As he's crying, you to cry out.
Don't tell me. I know it's bad. Eh? Just don't listen to
me. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory.
See, everything which he wants to tell you, there is no profit from it. There is nothing. Like, it will not make God more powerful to save us.
So, now that I've heard your story, I think Jesus will be more ready to save you now. Say, Lord Jesus.
You like gist. Like gist.
All those gisting things, I have some money already. I will wait till tomorrow. Come tomorrow evening. We'll talk about that one. So that you like gist. Your ear is tangling. You want to hear?
Ah! Somebody! Yay! Take it, take it, take
it. You will see Pastor Nanga Salmon. 6 pages. Eh? Just roll. Eh? Escape.
Just read. No, no, read. Ah! Pastor Shakira and mommy, Sister Bobo. They will read everything. Canna people.
I know you read it. I'm coming for you.
Okay. Like, is that Jesus said? Peter, come. The woman with the issue of blood. Do you know her secret? Let me tell you today. See that woman by the well? Eh? When you guys are around, let me tell you, she has 4 husbands. Ah! She has 4 husbands. That was it. Eh? Is it true? Gist. See, if they are here, just be thanking. King. Tell me more. Imagine if we are serious with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. The same way, apology. Stupid Christians were serious with rubbish in the past few weeks. The world would have been better. I said those words now is without apology. That is not the appeal of God. Ministry, no ministry. You want to hear gist. Just will catch you one day. Amen. Where are we, Jerry?
Amen.
So, hearing men's story is not needed.
It's not needed. Men will get saved by listening to the word in your mouth. Avoid. So, in asking them questions, you are interrogating the devil. You are interrogating the old man. For what? To what intent? Cause him to listen. Cause him to listen. Just like maybe an applied mathematics teacher went to a farmer of cucumber and he was telling the master, he said, come and ask me any question. Even if the question will be wrong, the asking will be wrong. Hallelujah. So we know how to get men saved. So that a man that you have heard that a man, Brother King, please, Pastor Nat, please help us. That a man prays in the name of Jesus, that he has Jesus' picture on his car, everything, is not enough to say, oh wow, I know you are almost saved. Let me just perfect the one that is unsaved in your salvation. Just can you tell me which area of Christianity are you having issues with? I'm a preacher like that. Just tell me, ask me any question about Christianity. You don't know what to say? Speak our salvation one. Lead. Pray with them. Go home. Come back tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's an apology. Oh, Galis to go by the shed, but still give a test to go with us. I'm a rustic, a bit is over.
Sit them down, start explaining. Romans 5, verse 5. Sit them down, get them comfortable, toast them with Christ. Yes, in sweet words. What is the word? Forgiveness of sin, gift of righteousness, gift of no condemnation.
I'm not saying with pampas and sugar. No.
Sorry, sweet words. Their superiority over Satan. Translation from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light.
The elements of your toasting must be Bible-based. Or else, the message will lose its potency.
Romans 5 verse 5. Let's read together. Are you there? And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For when we are yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yea, peradventure for a good man. Some would even dare to die, but God commended his love towards us in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath. For if when we were enemies, wow, glory to God, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, say much more. Being now reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Amen, amen. When people are saying you are sweet talking, say that is the message. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. When somebody says you are giving them license to sin, say, is it a license? Don't be ashamed. Don't allow people to use that word to cause you to start saying rubbish. I say, yes, it is Jesus' blood. We must be careful. Even conscience teaches man to be careful. You don't have to be. Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
It's Jesus, but it's not an easy road.
We are trapped into heaven.
Is it your road? Say, I am the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It means I am the only way. It means it's not through plenty people. I am the way. One way. It's not saying narrow. It's not saying narrow. If it's narrow, then if you are as slim as small saint, you will enter. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Or how narrow is narrow? Huh? How narrow is narrow? Amen. Do you know a road, Abuja road, can be a narrow road compared to US road, right? So narrow is relative. Praise God. Narrow means is who? Christ alone. Say Christ alone. That's narrow. Hallelujah. Christ alone. And is to go back a man house. Take a see, let's read verse 10 and 11. For if when we were enemies, what happened? We were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have received the what? Of course, your reconciliation. Thank you. Not atonement. So there is a love with which we preach the gospel. Amen? Don't worry, that's my last scripture. There's a love with which we preach the gospel. We seek not to be argumentative. The guy is talking jargons. I saw the video of the man of God that went to hell. God even showed me a bad day in hell. You know what you say? Say, wow. You just say, hey, yeah. Okay. So, as I was saying, Jesus died for your sin. What do you do? You will trick him away from his knowledge. Hallelujah. Sorry, it's a godly trick anyway. You dribble him away from there. Don't allow him to cage you into, let's start explaining, let's start talking about hell, and the videos of hell. And what's the name of that? Rubbish woman, that's ascorbic acid. Hallelujah. That's not even rubbish. You want that? You did the video. Sister Linda, hallelujah. And she sold the video so much, she bought an SUV. Amen. With your tears. After messengers have cried, oh God, now maybe this.
Gather all the sweat, sold it, bought an SUV.
Someone asked my boss, man, you said anybody that drives big car, that they will not enter heaven. It's part of your vision. Say, yes, I'm talking about very big, not this one.
Ah, that's a deceiver. Thank you. That was not in the apologia. Now it's okay.
Watch your disciples. Show them the heart of the Father. The heart of love. Show them the heart. Your tone. Your tone. He has said rubbish. Yes, yes. I know God cannot. All these others that are wearing trousers, they cannot be holy. Cannot be here. Just say, yeah. Just say, I see. So, like I was saying, in John 12, Jesus said, if I'll be taken on the cross, I will draw all my judgments to me. Take him away from his strong good. Don't engage the devil on his own battlefield. Bring him to your own. What is your own? Forgiveness of sin. Goodness. On that battlefield, every demon, they always lose. Ooh, 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 ooh. Amen. On your own battlefield, ignorance will always lose. Don't go there. Let him come and join workers in training. Then you will understand what happened to Ananias and Zapphira. Then you will understand the book of Job. Then he can understand Ecclesiastes. But it's not in evangelism that you want somebody to trick you into talking plenty things. You are there to win men. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say, I'm a teacher. So it's not tete and tete. No. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, wow. Master the deserve and the instigate. And don't forget the gift of healing, okay? It's part of the apology of God. The gift of healing. At times, just somebody that doesn't want to listen to you. Just tell him. Just don't even tell him. Just discern. Say, I can discern. I'll punch you. Say, I can discern. You can. It's simple. It's also discern. Just put your mind there. I want to discern. I want to know. And you will know. Say, okay, in the name of Jesus, sir. I can see this issue in your life, your family. So let's pray about it. Use that one to trick him away from that argument. When you are done, if there's time that day, continue. No, if there's no time, it's okay, sir. So can I see you tomorrow? Always buy a return ticket in speaking to a sinner. When you are done, let him want to hear you again. Because even if you say, yes, 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 I agree. And he say, but I'm traveling. You can't see me again. No number. See, he didn't enter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell him, in the name of the Jesus that died and rose again, I command healing for your body. Use the same message in your words as touching healing. Oh. And lastly, write this down. Also, especially when you are leaving, don't ask your audience straight questions as touching Bible knowledge. Be as Jesus. Ask rhetorical questions. What is the meaning of rhetorical questions? Questions that ask the answer in itself. Don't ask them straight questions. Ask rhetorical. You are smart that way. Welcome, Sir Grace. So you are the teacher. You are the teacher. You are smart that way. Say, in my evangelism, in my preaching and teaching, I receive much results. Say, I carry God's appeal. Say, I carry God's appeal. Say, I carry God's appeal. Say, I seek not to shame sinners with knowledge. I appeal to them with what Jesus has done. Say, I have the heart of the Father. I have the heart of love. I have the heart of a reconciler.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So I bring them from their reality to the in Christ reality. So I start from their reality, but I bring them to in Christ. That's the point. You start from the known. You don't start from Jim. Start from Romans. Start from Ephesians. Go easy. Don't forget, the equation of the gospel is incomplete without the preaching. Without the preaching. That equation of Jesus wants to save the world. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. It's not just about Jesus dying. But Jesus dying and men putting that message of his death in their mouth and announcing to the sinner. See, don't be ashamed of this. See, I'm not ashamed of the testimony of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I'm not ashamed. Say, unashamed. Say, unashamed. Say, unashamed. You're not ashamed of the testimony of Jesus. It's your life, your family, your friends. Don't have a friend that does not know you are a preacher. What sort of friendship is that? I rebuke that your friendship in Jesus' name. You have friends that you say, no, this is my pali. We don't talk gospel. You see, also, anytime your pastor has asked you, now feel like crying. I say, okay, let me call that my friend. Can you come and take me out? I almost want to say, as he's taking you out, let it tie up. That's the joke. Amen. That's the journey of rebellion. Eh? Amen. Don't have friends that say, no, this one is my pali. Anytime I want to talk real. I want to talk real. But when I want to talk spiritual things, I'll come back to Abraham's bosom. What's that? Say, this is my reality. Say, this is my realest real. Say, I'm real now. Look at your neighbor with one type of face. Say, I'm real. Say, this is my real. Say, this is real. Hallelujah. But she may tell your wife, I told her I'm fake. Glory to God. Say, this is our reality. Come on, pray in tongues, everybody. Pray in tongues. Thank you. These are reality. We are sent to appeal to men, okay? We are appealed by the message of Christ. We are appealed by the word of God. We are appealed by signs and wonders. We don't appeal by dramas, by trying to say, no. Okay, come to my church. We give you coffee after service. Well, I don't understand that. It's not come to my church. We give you a babe. You don't have a babe. No, that's not the appeal. The appeal is what Jesus has done in his death, burial, and his resurrection. Forgiveness of sins is free. That's the appeal. By him, all that believeth are justified from all things. That's the appeal. Whosoever believeth on him shall never perish. That's the appeal. Eternal justification, eternal vindication. That's the appeal. Set free from hell. Set free, translated from the kingdom of darkness. So because the message is apologetic, your tone too must be apologetic. Your presentation must be apologetic. Your way of saying it. There are people you'll be talking to, you want to cry. Hey, Joe, just hear me. Hey, Joe, just hear me. I'm serious. I'm not here to joke. Please hear me out. I beg of you. Hear me, please. Just hear. Just hear a bit more. Just hear a bit more. I just beg you. If you can give me 10 minutes of your time, God will change your life forever. If you can give me the next 15 minutes, you will never smell hell again. If you can give me the next 20 minutes of your concentration, you will never be part of those that will appear before white throne judgments. The message is apologetic. Is the appeal of God. The gospel. It will cause men to change their action. That is Jesus washing away their sin. That means with the reality of the message, the preacher says it, man now changes his action from rebellion to the gift of grace. Washing away of sins. Because sin is an action. not a stain somewhere. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To open their eyes from darkness unto light. Blessing be on your feet. Thank you. The power of Satan
unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith.
This is our vision.
Darkness unto light.
That's what we have been sent to do.
From the power of Satan
unto God.
Unto God.
That they may receive forgiveness of sins.
That they may receive
forgiveness of sins.
Forgiveness of sins.
And inheritance.
And inheritance
amongst them that are sanctified by faith.
Sanctified.
One more time, to open their eyes. We're faithful in this.
To open your eyes from darkness unto light. From the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance amongst them that are sanctified by faith.
Don't allow anyone guilt you. As you interact with men, don't allow anyone guilt you into changing your focus in that interaction. Don't let them guilt you with sentiments of, you don't care about me, or is this the only thing that you always talk about? Do you know whether I've eaten? Do you know whether I'm getting married? Do you know all those things? Don't let them guilt you into changing your focus. No, they don't know that that is what is important, but you do. So do not allow them change your focus. Because even you, it's not as if everything is always right, but you understand that there is already a priority and a focus you have gained that has given you stability in ensuring that every other thing fits. They don't know that. So ensure that they don't change your focus. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. These are our priority. This is what we do. The greatest way we show love to men is presenting this gospel. And we'll give up until they get it. Establishing the same truth that we're in. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.